This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Christina
and Carmen,
and this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hello, everyone. This is Carmen
and Christina,
and we are the hosts of Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we are not talking about a novela, though.
Today, we're Netflix con cafecito.
Yes.
Because we're covering part two of Selena, the series. Because we covered part one, and so...
we had to do part two as well, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What were your overall, like, did you like it compared to for the first one? Did you?
Yeah, I honestly, I thought it was more enjoyable to watch. It was, I thought it was better. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was less boring. I will say I'm probably not like the target audience for this. I like who? Selena, who is not.
Yeah. Or well, you finish your thought and then we'll try to figure out who the target audience is for this.
Yeah, because we had all her CDs. I like her music, but I've never been one to like movies or shows based on artists or like look or read anything about them outside of just listening to music. So I think that had a big part of why I was like, oh, this is boring. Even though this part two was more entertaining than part one, I was like, some episodes like, oh I'm so bored.
Yeah.
So yeah, who was this made for?
I felt like it was, well, because what I kept reading online after the first season came out, and, you know, everybody was talking shit about who asked for this, who needs this when they announced it, right, that it was coming. And then people were like, oh, my God, give it a chance. It'll introduce Selena to a whole new generation.
This is the representation we needed.
No, but then I'm like, aren't people introduced to Selena from their family? So did we need this show? Anyway. No.
Completely, 100% didn't need the show.
Yeah, and so I don't know if... yeah, I still don't know who the target audience was for this. And I guess it was Latinos, but Latinx community, I guess. But it really, you know, especially the first season, right? I think this season was a little bit better, but the first season felt unseasoned. It felt bland. It felt whitewashed.
Yeah.
I will say there was, I think... maybe they listened to some of the criticisms. I think Christian Serrano's. Is it Serrano's or Serrano? No, that's the Chile.
It's a T.
Okay.
That's Chile.
Isn't it Serrano? I think so. I don't even know.
I think. I don't know.
Clearly, I don't cook.
All I know is El Chile Poblano is the one I'm most familiar with.
Anyway, I think she took some dance lessons. There was definitely a lot more scenes like involving performances this season than last season. I think that was severely lacking last season.
Yeah.
There was a lot more dancing this season.
And it was a little better. It was.
It was. And a lot of it had to do, I think, they weren't dealing with the 80s costumes and 80s hair anymore. So I think that's a little harder to replicate without looking. I mean, because honestly, you know, it was the 80s. It looked bad, but it was fine for that time. And so I think it's harder to replicate that in a show. And still, the wigs were still very bad. But I think this time around, it was just easier for them because the fashion was a little
better. Yeah, and I noticed they didn't focus so much on repeating just the hand, the same. I don't even know what it is.
Because she took dance. It was this. Yeah, it really, don't you think she took dance lessons?
Yeah, it feels like it. She had to have, yeah.
It's still nowhere near Selena level because she was a dancing queen.
She was, yeah.
But it was better.
Yeah. I noticed they had a black dancer.
I think that was a choreographer.
So I think that's supposed to be Don Shelton. And at least they had him.
Yeah, but there's like never again any scenes of him working with her. And we know that was a majority of the performances was them choreographing it.
Yeah, that's true.
But again, I don't think they could have had those things because I don't think that Christian could have done them because, I mean, I think it is hard to dance like Selena. It is.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend I know how.
Yeah, no. In fact,
I forgot.
The washing machine, I don't know how to do that.
There's a really good TikToker who does little cumbia lessons, but she breaks down all of Selena's moves. It's really
fun. Oh, I think I've seen her on Instagram. She has a bunch of bachata ones too. But I did think the acting got better.
Yeah.
The performing, the costumes. The Texan accent is still like a little like, I don't know.
You know what I noticed? That the last scene with Suzette, it is so exaggerated. She's like, my sister loves school. I can't do it.
My sister loves school. No, I can't do it either.
That's what she sounded like. And nowhere in the rest of the series does she sound like this.
No, there's parts where everyone, well, first of all, AB never has a Texan accent.
Right.
Right. And then Selena and Suzette do. But then at times it's like more exaggerated. And then like they forget they had the accent and then they talk like normal.
And that's the thing when you go back and listen to interviews. Selena, yeah, she said the Hano words. Like you could tell it was a big part of her. But she didn't have the heavy accent.
No, I think you
like not like Suzette's last scene. Like,
oh no. But you can tell she was from Texas, I think.
Yeah.
She sounded Texan, but they just didn't do a good job with being, I don't know, the accent at all either.
the last scene is so exaggerated.
I don't even remember that.
It's so bad.
Must have been distracted. Because it's when she's talking about school, her getting her GED, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how important school was and blah, blah, blah. School this, school that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like inspirational. It's not what I just did.
Blah, blah, blah. School.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah. School sucks.
Yeah. You know, I was also beforehand reading about the lack of chemistry between Christian and the actor who plays Chris. Do you agree with that? I feel like I never noticed things like chemistry between actors.
I do. Yeah, because if you watch other shows, you can tell like they're going to get together. They're going to be together.
Okay,
if you watch this and you didn't know Selena's life story, you would have no idea that they're supposed to be together or that they like each other.
Or that they're married.
Or that they're married. Yeah, it just wasn't there.
Okay, I definitely see what you're saying now. Yeah, there is.
Yeah, like to bring up, I don't know, Bones. If you watch the two, you're like, oh yeah, they at some point they're going to get together. You can tell, you can see it on screen.
Or like Nick and Jess.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't there with the actor. I don't even know the actor's name. Who is he? I just need to know who he is. Jesse Posey? Why does that sound familiar?
Isn't that the kid from where? Teen Wolf?
No, that's Tyler Posey.
Oh.
Oh my god, they're brothers, dude!
What?
I just fucking, no wonder he looked like him!
No way!
I'm sorry for yelling into the mic.
I got unnecessarily excited, too.
Me too, I don't know why. Yeah, I
knew. Yeah. They do look alike.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He looks so different with the normal hair. Not normal hair, but, you know, without the wigs.
Yeah.
It says he's the younger brother of actor Tyler Posey. I feel like he looks older. Or am I?
Is it because he has a beard? Tyler Posey is like probably 30 as well. Hold on.
What the hell? And this guy's 26?
Oh, okay. I was close. 29.
Oh. I don't know why. Just the Tyler Posey just seems younger than him to me.
Younger than him. He does. This is off topic of this, but it just reminds me of when he was on Jane the Virgin. Yeah. And
she was not understanding of his bisexuality. Oh.
Oh, that too.
Sorry, I was talking about the show. Oh, yeah, she looks way older than him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like he's one of those people that look younger.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I'm still picturing him in, like, as a high school. Even, I mean, he was.
Is it because we watched Teen Wolf?
I think it's because I think so. And I can't picture him outside of that, even though he's been in because plenty of stuff. Because
he looks the same.
Yeah.
He doesn't look older, even though that show
was. So he's our age.
Yeah.
Well, I look just as young, so I can relate. I'm just kidding.
Okay. I mean, do you still get confused for younger now?
Like my early 20s. I'm in my late 20s now. Someone was guessing my age once and they're like, oh, you're like 23, right? And I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. Correct. So anyway.
Yeah, back to Selena, the series. I'm still stuck on how they're siblings. How did I not notice this before? What the fuck? Wow.
I didn't know either.
I'm just tricking. And I had seen his name before. And you had? I remember, I knew his name was Jesse Posey. And I was like, that sounds like that guy from Teen Wolf. I wonder if they're related. I like thought it once and then I never thought about it again until right now. And I'm just floored by this discovery. Like, I can't move on. But they do look alike, except they don't at the same time. It's weird.
I know, because noses. When you told me that, and then I was like, oh, I see it now, but I didn't see it before.
Yeah. It's like. Okay, no, let's move on. I'm gonna stop talking about this now.
Yeah, so I mean, back to our main point with that, when we brought him up, was that there was a lack of chemistry.
Right, between
Gina and Tyler had more chemistry, and there was a lack of chemistry there too.
Yeah, that made no sense whatsoever. Like, it just did not go with the series. And it did not go in this series either. Something else that I was like, why are they doing it like this? Where they seemed like she had no idea what she was doing with her boutiques, but she had a degree, a bachelor's degree in business administration.
Selena. What? Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, I was going to say, wait, last week? Oh, when you said that, I'm like, well, did she? Because I didn't know. But I feel like they did it last season too, where they just make her seem like a ditz. And she was very bubbly and very, you know, she had that personality. But I think she was a lot smarter than they're making her look in the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Christian Serratos cannot pull off this bubbly personality that was supposed to be Selena. Because,
you know, all I see when I see her, though, is her from The Walking Dead.
That's probably our fault too, huh?
Yeah, that is our fault.
We can't see her as Selena because, like, the roles are way different. The Walking Dead is like this depressing.
But even if she hadn't been in The Walking Dead, I don't think she was right for Selena either.
No, oh, I just think back to the opening scene, and I think I messaged you where they're doing like a music video or something. It's supposed to be—I forget what music video they're shooting. It's
the first season two.
Mm-hmm,
of season two. Isn't it Amor Prohibido?
Okay, it's probably Amor Prohibido. I can't remember. But if you tuned in and you like put it on mute and you didn't know what you were watching, you can't tell she's supposed to be Selena.
No, yeah, yeah.
It just annoys me so much that they think they could just get a long black wig and paint her lips red and put hoop earrings on her. Bam, there you go.
Selena, yeah.
And that's exactly what it feels like they did. It's like,
yeah.
And then the butt pads and hip pads.
Oh, I still can't get over that. Like, I feel like I got more used to it later in the show and they didn't stand out to me as much. But like, again, because it had been some time since season one and season two, the first thing I saw that I messaged you was like, oh my God, obvious hip pads and butt pads.
You
like,
did.
It's like unnerving. No, that's not the right word. It's unnatural. It's unsettling to the eye.
Yeah.
It is, because, you know, it's not, and it doesn't matter. Like, I'm not going to edit. Like, I obviously am not going to criticize people that change their bodies or whatever, but it just doesn't look right on screen.
Yeah. You can tell.
Yeah.
Where the hip pads end.
Start and they end. And
start and, yeah.
Yeah.
So many, what I was seeing on social media about the series, about part two specifically, like, so many people, if you mention that you don't like it, you, like, all these comments, people were being flooded with comments of, like, being negative towards the person who said they didn't like the show. And it's like, oh, you're just being too harsh, or this was a show about Latinos, like, you are supposed to, like it. And it's like, no, it's bad. Just because it's about Serena and just because it has Latinos in it doesn't mean we have to like it. It's bad.
Yeah. It is. And there's nothing wrong with saying something is bad.
Yeah. Like, just that, just, it's fine. It's bad. Just, it's, we don't have to pretend to like it.
It's like, but if I pretended to like, well, I don't think there's anything else out there like this that
I think has anything equally as bad. It's like if I pretended to like, I don't know. You're right. I can't think of anything either.
I can't think of a comparison. I mean, because there is not a lot of U.S. made Latinx the media, I guess. So yeah. I don't know what else to compare it to.
Have you ever seen that one show that's on Netflix that's like supposed to be, I don't know, funny? One Day at a Time? I haven't seen it.
It's supposed to be funny. Yeah, I have.
It was a comedy, right?
It's a sitcom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which, you know, they have those laugh tracks and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's good. It's cheesy, like a sitcom is.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
It's supposed to be.
Okay.
And with that said, Selena is also cheesy.
Yes, yeah. But yeah, so many people were getting like hate, or almost like, I don't know, for just voicing that they did not like the show. And just like, I don't know, if you're on Twitter or Instagram, you've probably seen Mala Muñoz. She was talking about the show. And like on Twitter, if you look at all her replies, so many people agree. But then so many people are like, stop hating on the show, blah, blah, blah. You're supposed to be supportive. And it's like, but this show sucks. Like,
yeah, we don't have to pretend to like things that are supposed to be marketed for us or made for us. Was this made for us? I would argue that it's not.
I would argue that it was made to introduce white teens to Selena. Not not even
because, yeah, like to me, I would think, and I don't have any young, I don't know, teens in my life anymore. So I would think they would be introduced to Selena since they were little. Like, just like we were,
because she would already,
we were,
know,
babies, you know, when she passed away. But we've always grown up listening to her music. So I don't think that it's introducing Selena to a new generation of Latinos, because I feel like they would already know
who she is.
But someone who is not, I don't know, part of the Latinx culture. And it's not even like only Latinx. Like, I think a lot of people, I don't know some of her English songs.
Except, well, like people. If you look at Beyonce, Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're not Afro-Latinas, right? They're just,
no,
they're black, but yeah. And they love her too. So who was this show for? I don't know.
I think it's for white people because they don't know who she is.
I think, yeah. It was better than the first season. I will give it that. Another thing, we should have said this in the beginning, but if you were like gonna tune in and want to hear something positive about the show, this is not the place. We're just gonna talk shit about it.
I just figured they would have listened to our first episode on it, about the first season, and that we didn't like it, and that sentiment has not changed.
It has not. No. To go on with that and continuing to talk shit about it, the show really, I mean, it was not about Selena. It was about the family, which we said in our coverage of the first season.
Yeah.
But they also tried to, like, paint them as, like, this, not just them, but just in general. Like, oh, you should always listen to family. Family over everything.
Oh, yeah. There was a message in the show that makes the viewer, whatever, feel that family matters over everything else, that your family will always be there, that, I don't know, it's...
They can do no wrong because they're family.
And even when they do wrong, they're your family, so you have to forgive them because they're your family.
And, you know, that message is prevalent. Is that the word?
Prevalent?
Prevalent, yeah. Sorry, can't English. Yes, in a lot of... Well, in the Latino community, I would say, like, how many people don't cut off family because they're family? How many people put up with things because it's family? And yeah, so many, I don't know, it's like this message that, like, you have to listen to family. You have to choose your family over everything.
And I think it was embodied in the show with Selena not knowing, questioning everything she was doing. And I don't know, you know, of course, we don't know what her mind frame was or frame of mind was, whatever. But like through every, I don't know, every point where she had to make a choice, she never knew what to do. And she'd always go to AB or her dad. Right. And of course, you know, sometimes we do have people in our lives like that. But I don't know. It's like, yeah, they made her seem... And it could have been the case, super reliant on her family, but especially the male.
Especially them too. Yeah.
And her family, not even her husband, but
yeah,
her dad,
yeah,
and her brother. And then, you know, when they showed the whole her marrying Chris, oh, that part was so annoying. Chris behind their backs or whatever. I'm like, why'd she do it like this? Like, what do you mean? Why? Because she didn't trust your asses because you guys were like all controlling.
Yeah.
You know, and then how they were mad at her, and then it was a lot. And that was like one of the scenes where they made it like family will always be there or whatever, family over everything. I don't know.
And I mean, even the choice to like get married like that was so that he would be part of the family and they couldn't prohibit their relationship anymore because
now they have to accept him. Yeah.
Yeah. And it goes back to the same thing about how family is everything. Wait, and they were like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, but were they, I don't know. I have to wonder, did she really rely on both ABs this much? Or were they just trying to make themselves look better?
I think, yeah, because we have to think about this show, you know, was, they had a hand in this show and they're going to make themselves.
Heavy hand.
Yeah. And they're going to make themselves seem more favorable, and they barely came off as that.
Oh my god, Daddy AB was the worst. Ugh.
And
he's the worst.
Yeah, so they all painted themselves more favorable in the show than they probably were in real life, because especially later on, you know, towards the end of her life, Selena, obviously her husband would have played a larger role in her life than them at that point. Because that's just the natural way of things, right? Because she had moved out. And also, I didn't know that it was next door to them. I thought that was super annoying. I never knew that before.
Yeah, me neither.
And I'm like, oh my God, Daddy AB, let her fucking go. Jesus.
Let her live.
How can he be so overprotective and yet at the same time allow crazy people? I don't want to say crazy, but, you know, unstable people
that shouldn't like have. That. Yes.
Let her have such easy access to Selena, but at the same time it's like, no, live next to me because I can't, like it's so annoying. But anyway, at that stage in her life, obviously her husband would have played a larger role in every aspect of her life than her dad and her brother, because that's just the way things are when you get married and you move out.
Yeah And the show like tried so hard to downplay their marriage.
Yeah.
And him just as a person to Selena. Like they didn't even show his reaction to her death in the show.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They showed 2 seconds of him laying down, listening to Dreaming of You. They showed fans' reaction in a store.
But it's like, you know, when Yolanda shot her, and then they showed when AB got the news and he was with Daddy AB. And then they showed when the mom and I think Suzette was with her.
And then them driving to the scene.
Yeah. And then why didn't we see Chris in any of that? I would have wanted to see him. Obviously everyone is hurt, right? Because that's her family. Yeah. But like I was saying, at that point when you're living with your partner and you're married, that's like your day to day person. And I would have wanted to see him just play a larger role because we know he had a larger role.
Yeah. And to go into how it really happened, I don't remember, because I was reading about it recently, but I don't remember if they went to the scene. I want to say it was all at the hospital, but he was there. Chris Perez was there. They called him to identify her body and he couldn't do it. And then, because he was like just crying too much and hysterical, obviously.
And we saw nothing of that.
Yeah. And so
a month
one
later,
of her uncles had to identify him, her. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and they showed him at the month later, just laying in the bed.
They didn't show his initial reaction like they did the family.
Yeah.
And I would have honestly preferred to see his reaction.
Same. It's messed up.
Yeah. And it's just the Quintanillas being the Quintanillas because that's what they've done ever since her life ended to him. Pushed them aside. And
yeah.
So it's just a continuation of that, I guess. Also, like towards the end, you know, when they started questioning Yolanda and her motives and her actions. And then Daddy AB kept telling the mom and AB Jr. that Selena was too trusting and that's what he was worried about her. But it's like, you allowed this woman.
You hired her. That's
downplayed in the show as well, because they're not going to make themselves look bad. And I mean, it's not to criticize. I mean, what's done is done and what's happened has happened, right? But... I don't know how to say this. It was not an honest depiction of the events that led up to
Yolanda her death
shooting Selena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because so many people warned Selena about Yolanda. People were quitting the boutiques, including the show shows them hiring her cousin for the boutique, and like it's like this happy thing, but her cousin quit in like less than a month because of Yolanda. She didn't stay there, and it's because Yolanda was driving everyone away. By the end of Selena's life, the boutiques were like understaffed because of Yolanda. The only one they show like that is like concerned about Yolanda is the designer, which he was.
Yeah.
He did, and he told her. But it was more than just him. It was a lot of people. Like I said, nobody wanted to work in the boutiques.
Mm-hmm.
And so Yolanda would take his pieces, cut holes in them.
It was worse. It was way worse than the show.
There were a lot of signs. Yeah. Because the show makes it seem like, oh, Yolanda's great. We hired her. Oh, she made some things are getting weird. Things are going missing.
And then they showed Selena weird. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. They showed a little bit of her like looking jealous of the family, of the people that were close with her, but not enough.
No, because it went on for a while, and there were obvious signs like everything she did to the designer, people not wanting to work there, and they told Selena, but probably the strictness of, I don't know, the family, the religion, not having friends before.
Yeah. So they talked about it a little bit, right? But it's very surface level.
Yeah. Like all those things could have led to her, being quote unquote too trusting, but it's not that was her, it was the things around her made her really want to hold on to that friendship.
Yeah.
That was not good. And everyone could tell.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't mention any of that in the show because they're not going to make themselves look bad. That they led Selena to want this relationship more, you know?
Yeah. And it begs the question, like, why was she so trusting? And in the show, they make it seem like it's her fault. Or it's her, like you're saying, her personality. But it was all these factors and all these things around her that could have only resulted in her being this naive and this trusting. Because when you grow up with a dad that's controlling, and that's all you know, your family, And then on top of that, it's not only the family, but then like the religion. And I will talk shit about religion because fuck it. Because it teaches you that there is an all-powerful being that is a man.
An all-powerful man, yeah.
That has all the answers and, you know, you don't question it. And then you have Daddy AB, who is the all-knowing, omnipresent, whatever the hell, father.
Which they present him as, because there was another scene where Selena's talking to her mom and she's like, I just don't know what to do. There's all these things going on. And then she's like, when did your dad ever ask or question things? He just did. Like,
and it's like, that doesn't sound good at all. I would not want someone to describe me that way.
Right. I mean, yeah, there's some things maybe, yeah, you can do on the whim of whatever, you know, but some things should be planned. I don't know. But yeah, they try to show him as this wise, all-knowing, second to God in Selena's life.
Yeah. Having that background, of course she was too trusting.
Yeah.
And of course the show touches on zero of that.
Yeah. And honestly, that's probably another factor that led to her getting married so fast and eloping with Chris Perez. Like,
yeah.
And yeah, obviously the show doesn't touch on any of that. And they blame her for being too trusting.
Because, and you know what, I mean, I don't know if Jehovah's Witnesses are count as this, but I was I don't even know how I ended up there, on Reddit. And there's a subreddit called Fundy, like as in short for fundamental Christian.
Oh, okay.
So Fundy Snark or something like that. And it's like a subreddit. Yeah, that criticizes or that people just talk about. I guess there's like fundamental Christian like reality stars, like the, what are they called? You know, the pedo family with the son that was arrested. Oh, Duggars. No, I don't know how to say it.
Duggars.
I don't know. So they talk about them, and then I don't know, there's like other like YouTubers and stuff that are fundies, as they call them. And I don't know if, I don't think Jehovah Witnesses count as fundies, but I mean, it's like another religion that's similar.
Another
in that they
culty
have,
religion.
Yeah. That's what I was getting at. And so, of course.
It's like a cult.
Yeah. And of course, someone that grows up in that environment, and then your family is like a cult in a way, because Daddy AB is so controlling. And then she even says it in the show, right? I've never had friends before. She tells Chris, I had my family and then I had you. And that's what she wanted to hold on to Yolanda so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And the show touches on nothing about that. And I mean, it's something that people have to consider in why Yolanda was around and why.
And why she was so close important to Selena.
Yeah.
Because you look at Yolanda and Yolanda's like, what, 10 years older?
Mm-hmm.
Selena. So you're like, I mean, yeah, you can be friends with people 10 years older than you, but most people are not, I would say. Most people are.
Yeah. And then why would, I don't know. It's like, why would you hire someone who first was not a professional? And I mean, you would think, because at this point they were already, they already had money. They were already like famous and rich, right? So why would they hire someone random who volunteered to run her fan club to help her or whatever, you know, it was. But
yeah, because even with all that, he was a cheap steak.
Yeah.
Cheapskate.
I don't know.
What is one the of word?
Those. It's one of those.
He was a cheapo. And so just to save money, that is why he hired her. And then I have not looked into this, but I was watching, and I wish I would have wrote down who said it. It was someone on TikTok, but they were talking about how right before Yolanda and the money missing was discovered, AB was maybe also underreporting Selena's earnings and, you know, taking more. And so then when Yolanda, when this showed up that she had been taking money from the boutiques and the fan club, he like hyper focused on that to blame her so that nobody would catch him either.
Yeah.
And so I wish I would have looked more into that because that sounds very interesting. but obviously the show, yeah, they're not going to mention that either because they're making themselves look really good.
Yeah. I wish I would have looked into that too.
Yeah. I don't know what Suzette is like, but like real life, both ABs, they're like a big no-no. Like AB Junior, I don't know what to call him.
Yeah.
But he was on, I don't know which social media, but he was live and somebody asked him about Selena's makeup, like when it was going to get rebooted. And then he was so fucking rude. He was like, really? I don't fucking know. We're not talking about Selena. Get over it. Like I'm not the person for, yeah, I'm not the person for her makeup. Like he was just rude AF, like, and he's like that all the time. But if you watch the show, you can't tell.
And also, did you peep how they stopped showing his family? Maybe.
Yes.
And you know why? Because he abandoned that family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
So,
yeah.
So I'm like, oh, where's all this talk about family being so important?
Right. Yeah. Because we all know, or if you don't, now you do know that AB.
And it's AB not Junior, his only family that he has child support claims on, or they have child support claims on.
Yeah, I don't know how many kids he has, but he is very behind on child support payments. He spent some time in jail. The show, yeah, the family they've showed on the show in the beginning, the first series, and then they were like in the first episode of this one. Yeah, he completely left them. So,
yeah,
but family is everything.
I did find an article that kind of, I mean, it does kind of sum up a lot of what we talked about in the first, about the first season and what we're saying now too. And it's about how they're painting Selena as like this dutiful daughter, you know, and it talks about in this article from the Texas Monthly that unlike the Selena.
Wait. Is it called We Need to Talk About Selena?
Oh shit, are you on the same article?
Oh yeah. My God, yes, yeah. Go on. Winning. I'm just excited.
Yeah, so it says, unlike the Selena in the Netflix series, the real Selena wasn't passive. Perez, her husband, calls her a risk taker, someone who snuck his motorcycle out of the garage, right around the neighborhood, followed through on any dare, doubled down if someone told her she couldn't do something. I mean, which they kind of did do more of that in the second season, I think. She played a little more bit. Active role. Yeah.
Yeah.
And made tiny her bit. Choices. But again, it was like they always made her seem like she didn't know what she was doing. And that she needed guidance always from her dad and from her brother. Yeah. And then, yeah, so it says she was stubborn and wild. And though she undoubtedly loved her father, she also stood up to his orders. I like this part where it says there's two sides of Selena, the fiercely confident daredevil and the loyal daughter of a conservative father. And they coexisted, blah, 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 blah. Just talks about how for years Latinas just like Selena have walked the line between carving out our independence and maintaining close ties with our families. And then it talks about that's why it's so important to get Selena right, because to pretend that she really was flawless, that she never raised her voice at her father or disappointed anyone, as the show does, isn't just dishonest. It sets up other Latinas to fail. So it says instead of empowering us, it sends a message that in order to be loved, in order to be idolized, we have to be more than talented. We have to be perfect. And yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also later on, it says just a few paragraphs down that the series has performed well on Netflix, even ranking as number one. And this is when the first season came out. It ranked as number one in the US and some of Latin America as well. But it asks, like, are Latinos in the US so starved for representation in Hollywood that they'll eagerly watch a Lifetime version of one of our biggest icons? Like a cheesy Lifetime movie is what, especially the first season felt like that. Didn't it?
Yeah, this one too, it did. This one was so cheesy. Yeah, and you know what? We did it too.
I mean, yeah, I watched it, but to talk shit about it, it's not the same. No.
You're right. It's not the same, no.
And it's not like I'm, yeah. I mean, but still, you know, the best thing would have been to not watch it.
Yeah, but then how are we going to talk shit about it?
Yeah. Oh, there's another article about part two. It says, it's if you just keep scrolling, it's on there. Part two of the series delivers a more confident version of Selena, but it still fails to portray her, you know, as a nuanced person.
Yeah. The show to me wasn't necessary.
Yeah. It does say on here that Christian Serratos does well in the moments when the singer faces difficult conflicts, but it's a shame that the series doesn't dig even further, like with those conflicts. And instead they shift like about focusing on her next song, or they do, I don't know, like even cheesier things, like when Selena brushed into a young or ran into a young Beyonce.
Yeah.
I feel like that was just cheesy and unnecessary.
Yeah. And although it really did happen, like other things happened that they.
Other more important things. Like I would have preferred to see more conflicts.
Yeah.
For the show to dig deeper than to focus on cheesy things like that.
Yeah. And it just goes, back to like, maybe drop, like, no matter what you do, Selena's going to keep, her legacy is going to continue because her music is out there. And there's people that grew up listening to it who are going to continue to listen to it with other kids. And it's just going to keep going. So we don't need shows. We don't need another movie. Like,
yeah,
maybe instead write new shows that show all sorts of Latinx people, not just, you know.
Yeah.
Focus on other things and maybe other shows, create shows that have all sorts of Latinx people and not just mestizos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So this article, just to go back to it really quick, I did like that they talk about how they show the conflicts that were happening in her life, right? But they, you know, it was very surface level and we didn't get to see the real emotional, you know, turmoil that was happening behind those scenes, right? And the first thing they talk about is the elopement, right? And how in real life, you know, it was much more emotional than that. That she was like, you know, sobbing and like distraught when she told Chris that they needed to get married or her dad would never allow her to be with him.
Yeah.
And in the show, it's like she just meets him at the courthouse and it's like they're Let's excited. Do this. And there's, yeah, there's, she's like, it, and that's not how it happened. And then it talks about how they didn't really show the friendship. How the friendship between Selena and Yolanda developed so that when she finds out that she's lying, it's not really like captivating or you don't understand it. Like
you're like, why, if you didn't know the story, you're watching it and you're like, why does she want to be friends with her so bad? Like, why can't she just fire her?
Yeah. So yeah, then that's why it says that the show's lack of character development makes it hard to connect to it, which yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was something else too. So, and it talks about how Christian Serratos wasn't given enough to work with, I guess, I don't know, playing Selena. Mm-hmm. And it talks about the Astrodome performance and how Serratos, you know, copies her dance moves and her hand gestures and whatever, her twirls. That's what it says in the article. But the difference is that Christian Serratos is executing. Oh my God, I can't say that word. Executing. She's there doing, we go.
Yeah.
A choreographed dance, but Selena was feeling the music.
Right.
She like lights up the stage and you can see, right? And I mean, that's just something we don't get in the show from Christian.
And it's because she's not a dancer.
Yeah, yeah. And then they do compare it to J-Lo and it says that passion, oh, that Selena lights up the stage because she's making up the moves on the spot, you know, because she was a natural performer. And so it talks about that difference between J-Lo and Christian Serratos being able to recreate that. And that's why J-Lo is able to play a funny, driven, magnetic personality and Christian isn't.
Yeah, I told myself I was going to watch the movie just to see, compare it, and then I forgot.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have time or remember or anything.
Yeah. I mean, although J-Lo obviously wasn't perfect either, she was better than Christian Serratos.
Yeah.
And a lot of the comments I was seeing is like, oh, you're not just hating on the show because you're comparing Christian to J-Lo and not to Selena. But it's like, I mean, comparing her to both of them.
I mean, if she falls flat compared to J-Lo, she falls even more flat compared to Selena.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, why not compare her to both? Because she's portraying Selena, but someone already portrayed Selena. So she's going to get compared to the person that portrayed her as well. Like, and she falls flat to both of them. And it's not her fault. She just wasn't right.
But not only was she right, and it's like the article said she was only given so much to work with, right? And Selena wasn't written as a person in the show, right? A real nuanced person with feelings and agency, right? She was, I don't know,
just there to make the ABs look better, both ABs.
Yeah. And so, I mean, yeah, it's like you said a little bit ago before I started talking about the article again, this show wasn't necessary because we have the movie, which does a better job of showing Selena's life.
Yeah.
And it is time for new stories to be told, new.
Yeah.
Latinx artists to come to light.
So, yeah.
I mean, obviously, I think most people are not going to let go of Selena or let go of her as an icon. But I think, when we just keep trying to retell the same stories, like, we're not making room for change, I guess.
Yeah. That was well said. I can't say anything better to end this on.
And then my only other complaint too, when we talked about earlier, not only other complaint, but I don't know, another thought that just popped in my head. So yeah, I mean, I think, something I think that Mala Munoz had said when she was talking shit about the first season, or critically analyzing it, I guess I could say, this show, especially the first season, but this one feels like it was made for Latino men, so they could feel good about themselves and the patriarchal role they play in their families. That's what it feels like, right?
Yes, I would 100% agree with that, because that's all we see. We see why Selena's successful because of Daddy AB and because of AB. And she would always go to both ABs for things. And it's like, it was more than that.
Yeah, yeah. And then she was always questioning herself, and she didn't know what she was doing. And she was like, you know, so... I mean, in the show.
Yeah.
So, I think that's why it misses the mark for the Latinx community that is not just Latino men, right?
Right.
Because that's not who we see when we think of Selena. We see a powerful, dynamic, talented, you know, I could go on. And that's not what the show portrayed. And I mean, that's why it feels like that.
That's why it falls flat.
Yeah. And I'm just over it.
Same. I mean, like, I don't know. One of the articles mentioned, like, did this show rate so well because people are so desperate to see some sort of Latino story out there? And it's true. There's not a lot. And this one was not good. Most of them are not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that, except to say that it wasn't good.
Yeah.
And this is why we just keep rewatching the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's why we'll be rewatching more Teresa. No.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you know, everything has its problems and they all lead to men. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I guess that wraps it up. Is there anything else you want to add about season 2 of Selena, the series?
No, I think that's everything.
You know, I will say, because yeah, season 2 was more enjoyable to watch. I did, knowing the last 2 episodes where, you know, she was talking about the future and getting a house with Chris and starting to plan for babies. Like, I felt sad and I got a little bit tearful just because I know.
You know that none of that's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So I still, it was still, of course, sad. You know,
yeah, even though we know the story, yeah, it was sad, and she's like making all these plans, and
but I don't know if someone who didn't know, because I don't know if I had watched a show not knowing who Selena was, I don't know if the show would have made me love Selena.
No,
it would have made me feel these things. Yeah,
no, not at all.
Yeah, so it still sucks, the show. That's a closing
statement. All that to say, the show sucks.
All that to say, don't waste your time watching it.
If you already did, because we're late on releasing this, I'm so sorry.
I know. Yeah, it's been a hot minute since we have recorded, and we just want to say thank you for sticking it out with us.
Yeah.
It's mostly been because of me.
100%, yeah. I would go on to say that it's all been because of you.
No, mostly. One weekend you came.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So you came. That was on you.
That was on you. You're right.
If you hadn't came, I would have been working, though. So it still would have been on me.
Touché.
But we are looking forward to being able to record more. So,
yeah, we'll definitely, once, you know, this is out, we'll go back to our normal Teresa coverage.
I don't need to remember what episode 10 we're
episodes.
On.
Oh, it's like 30 something, 31, something like that.
And yeah, I mean, you'll be hearing from us more often.
At least for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, should we still end this with Entre Ser No Ser?
No.
No. Okay.
We didn't watch Teresa, so it doesn't feel right.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well then, we will bid you adieu.
No, sorry, I don't like that.
Terrible noise.
I was like, no, I don't like that. That's so dorky. Me. Who are you? Bye. The fuck was that? Okay, anyway, bye everyone.
Catch us next week. Bye.